It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We have breaking news. A top member on the Committee on Homeland Security is moving to impeach DHS Secretary Kristi Noem due to the reckless violence perpetrated on her watch by her ICE agents on a repeated basis. We have all seen the videos, but today, after the murder of 37-year-old ICU nurse Alex Jeffrey Preddy, we have now hit a boiling point. We have now hit a moment where public pressure needs to turn into accountability and immediately. 5 years ago, after George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin on video, the murder itself wasn't the catalyst for change and accountability. It was when the video came out and we realized that the administration at the time and the police force at the time had tried to cover this up and let Derek Chauvin, the murderer, walk free. That lack of accountability then translated perfectly into public pressure, and that's what needs to happen right now. Representative Benny Thompson, for example, a top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee, is saying the Senate must vote against funding CBP and ICE. The House must immediately take steps to impeach Kristi Noem. The more videos that we get, the worse it gets for this administration that is begging us once again not to believe our eyes. I've made videos about Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, and Donald Trump's cover-up of this, and we will talk about that more throughout this video. But this 7-second snippet is the ultimate defeater for any MAGA arc. Make sure you drop a like and help boost this video so that YouTube doesn't hide it in the algorithm. And make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. So Trump and all of his goons have been claiming that this 37-year-old ICU nurse, Alex Preddy, had a gun. The problem is his gun, his lawful carried gun, was confiscated by an ICE agent, as we saw on camera. So he's laying there. They threw him to the ground, disarmed him, and then executed him. In the moments following, after he was shot like almost 10 times, they yell out, "Where's his gun? Where's his effing gun?" Indicating that these idiots didn't even know that they had disarmed him. So one of the agents disarms him quietly, then the other agents shoot him and kill him because they think his weapon's still on him. This explains why they just recklessly killed him. They keep yelling, "Where's the gun? Where's the effing gun?" while they move his body while he's bleeding out. These people are absolutely reckless and incompetent. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem needs to be impeached, and protests are already breaking out by the thousands. Status Quo reports thousands of Minneapolis protesters are out near the scene where immigration agents killed another person this morning.
And this is similar to the barricades that we saw built in the wake of Renee Good's killing as well.
People are getting more and more pissed. This time, Alex Preddy, the man killed by federal agents in Minneapolis, appears to have been a registered nurse, an athlete, a son, and a brother with ties to Colorado and Wisconsin. Here's the photo he used for several accounts. From all reports, he seems to be an affable, hardworking American who was loved by his community. Yet, you know what Stephen Miller is reporting this as? Stephen Miller's official Twitter account, as you can see at the very top up here, reposted immediately after an account that says, quote, "Breaking. Per DHS, Border Patrol agents were attempting to apprehend a criminal illegal alien when an anti-ICE domestic terrorist walked up armed with a handgun and tried to murder them. This is the direct result of Minneapolis Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Frey." So he not only lies about what happened, he then blames it on Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey. Every video that we've seen shows the exact opposite. This man was disarmed, thrown to the ground, executed in cold blood. As the Trump administration is doubling down on the cover-ups, doubling down on the violence and escalation and moving in the wrong direction, Democrats seem to be meeting the moment. United States citizens are meeting the moment. As Shannon Watts points out, Senator Mark Warner, a Democratic senator, told Pod Save America earlier this week that he was inclined to vote for an ICE funding bill. He's one of those Democrats. Mark Warner then tweeted out 3 hours ago. He said, "Trump's endless empowerment of federal immigration agents has resulted in yet another senseless killing. the brutal crackdown has to end. I cannot and will not vote to fund DHS while this administration continues these violent federal takeovers of our cities. So this is a shift. Democratic Senator Mark Warner, who earlier told Pod Save America that he was going to vote for this bill, is saying he is not going to vote anymore. Shannon points out, keep calling, keep emailing, but most importantly, keep showing up at your congressional members' district offices. If we collectively continue to place pressure in a patriotic, peaceful, democratic way, then we can push our democratic representatives to think more like us, to want to abolish ICE. Is it that much of an ask to get ICE out of here? I mean, Stephen Miller is defending it like it's his last resort. He's calling this 37-year-old ICU nurse an assassin. He said, quote, a would-be assassin tried to murder federal law enforcement, and the official Democratic counts side with the terrorists. In one post, he calls this guy an assassin and a terrorist and says he's trying to murder federal law enforcement. Dude, the guy never reaches for his gun. We've made multiple videos on this now that you can go look at on the Adam Mockler feed. He never reaches for his gun. In fact, he is trying to de-escalate the entire time. And the most shocking part is how quickly, rapidly, and violently these ICE agents continue to escalate against somebody that's not trying to escalate whatsoever. That's why we need to continue to place pressure and turn public pressure into actual accountability. Keep calling, keep emailing, keep showing up. This is why people like Representative Benny Johnson, a top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee, is trying to impeach Kristi Noem. January 2026, Representative Benny Thompson says, yet another U.S. citizen has been killed in cold blood by ICE and CBP in Minneapolis for exercising his First Amendment rights and his Second Amendment rights. Keep that in mind. This is sick and should shock all Americans. It is also more of the purposeful chaos and violence that Trump and Kristi Noem welcome and are responsible for. Trump and Noem have blood on their hands. Then, within minutes, just like Renee Good, DHS and its mass propaganda machine slandered and attacked the deceased individual with no evidence and spun its own fantasy narrative as fact. Apparently, the Trump administration and its secret police only support the First and Second Amendments when it's convenient to them. This is un-American and has to stop. ICE and CBP must leave Minneapolis at once. DHS must release body camera footage now. Do nothing Republicans in Congress must force ICE and CBP leaders to testify publicly. The Senate must vote against funding CBP and ICE. The House must immediately take steps to impeach Kristi Noem. Drop a like if you'd like to see that happen, first of all. Second of all, this is not even that much of a wish. I know the midterms are still 10 months out, but after Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned her seat as a Republican congresswoman on January 5th, they were down one congressperson. Then Representative Doug LaMalfa, a Republican in California, tragically passed away. Then they're down another seat. It is a one-person margin, and there is a special election in Texas happening very, very soon. So we could have the majority if MAGA Mike Johnson makes a mistake and more people resign before the midterms, and we could theoretically impeach Kristi Noem. I want accountability for everybody from Kristi Noem to even Greg Bovino, the guy, the master ICE agent who walks around in his weird SS garb and tries to spin everything. He held a wild press conference where he comes out, takes one or two questions, spins it, and then is rapidly ushered off in panic. Take a look.
During this operation, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun.
This did not happen. Is he schizophrenic? Because he's making up a scenario in his head.
The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted.
This also didn't happen.
Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots. Medics on the scene immediately delivered medical aid to the subject.
You can go check out the previous videos I made on this subject. Never once did they fire defensive shots. He was on the ground motionless, and they just kept dumping bullets into his body. He's then ushered off as a woman off screen says, we have to leave.
Type, possibly a Sig Sauer 9mm.
All right, no more questions. Sorry, no more questions, sir.
Now, to debunk this entire narrative, I want to show you 37-year-old Alex Preti moments before he was tragically murdered by ICE. I won't show you anything graphic, but this shows you the entire situation. There's the victim right there. Alex Preti on screen. He's not holding a gun. He's holding a phone. He's recording them.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
ICE agents then shove a woman to the ground. ICE agents then pepper spray Alex. They pepper spray him repeatedly over and over. Pepper spray him. They shove him to the ground. Six different Border Patrol agents then surround and shove him to the ground. You see all of them. Then they take his gun away and they assassinate him. At no point did he attack them, did he aggress, or did he try to do anything. I love you all. This is disgusting and disturbing. I'm going to continue to cover it, so drop a like and subscribe below, and peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.